Welcome back, 1160 AM, the Quest Atlanta's Catholic radio station. We are in our Celebrate Your Faith Spirit Drive, and we are raising money in order to keep Catholic radio strong here in Atlanta. If you want to help with that, the number to call is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. Whenever we do these local pledge drives, we also get to bring in great local guests. And our next guest is Father Ray
Cadron.
He is the pastor at St. Anne Parish, and we welcome you.
Thank you, Kelly, and glad to be here.
Yes, we are so glad that you are here. And we know that all good things begin with prayer. So could you begin us with a prayer?
Okay. Dear Lord, our God, we thank you for the faith that we share together, for the beauty of that faith and for its power in the world today. And we thank you for the energy and effort to evangelize that faith, to bring it out into the world, to allow its power to touch and to heal and to bring strength and hope to the lives of your people and your children. We ask you to continue to bless the works of communities like St. Anne and all local communities of faith. We ask you to bless the work of Quest so that we can continue to be joyful in evangelization, in the gospel, and making the message known. All this we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so a few housekeeping kind of things, Father, before we get going. For your sake and for those that are just tuning in, we have we get to ring this bell. That's the most important thing we want to do, is we want to ring this bell a whole lot while you're sitting there. We get to ring it for different reasons, okay? So one of the reasons is we get a founder. A founder is a person who says they will give $100 a month for 36 months or a one-time $3,600 pledge. Mm-hmm. We have had 18 people so far that have said that they would do that. That is Julie, Julietta, Denise, Jeanette, Betty, St. Bridget's Men's Club, Michael, Father Peak, Denise, Major General Tom, an anonymous person, Gift of Hope, Peter, Knights of Columbus at Christ the King, Lynn Wood, who was the attorney for Nicholas Sandman, Joanna, and he actually gave more than a founder. He gave $5,000 when he came in this morning. Johanna, Terry Newton from Mustard Seed Communities, and also Chuck. All of those people have become founders since we started this. We would love to get some more. And every time that we get a founder, Father rings the bell. We give a gift to the founder, and that is called, that's an Echo Dot. So we will send out as a thank you an Echo Dot to every founder, and they get their name on a plaque here at the site, at the station. So we would love to do that. We also give a holy card for a donation of any amount. We give, and it's of St. Gabriel, who's the patron of Catholic Radio because he's the messenger. We give a book to all monthly donors. There's a book of the hour, so you can call the volunteers and they can tell you which book is being given away. It's a monthly donation of any amount. So you get that book with a monthly donation. The Echo Dot again to the founders. Each day, everybody who pledges an amount of money goes into a drawing, and one person is drawn out, and we give away a blessed rosary from a holy site, and that goes to just one random person that's drawn out at the end of the day. We also want to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Chick-fil-A on Woodstock Road in Roswell, because they have been giving us our breakfast every single day, and it is delicious. My favorite has always been their spicy chicken sandwich. I love their spicy chicken sandwich for lunch, but I'm telling you what, that breakfast biscuit, the chicken biscuit, is amazing. So it may be my new favorite. So number to call if you want to help, though, is 678-688-4549. We're also encouraging all of our listeners to go to thequestatlanta.com. thequestatlanta.com. There is information there about a bill that is coming up at 3 o'clock. So you need to do it quick. 3 o'clock today, House Bill 481. It's called the Heartbeat Bill. It's for the unborn. And so I would encourage you to go there, find out information. They make it easy for you. They've put all the numbers of the legislators to call. So please, please, please give us, go and look at that. TheQuestAtlanta.com. TheQuestAtlanta.com is where you find the information on House Bill 481. All right, so enough of the housekeeping. Oh, we also ring the bell at every $10,000 mark. So right now we're at $32,985. That means we just need $7,015 in order to ring it again. And we're at $121,086 so far for the three-day total. Wow, we are grateful. That is a tremendous amount of money. We really are truly grateful. We realize, too, that it's probably not enough to make it for 6 months, which we come back in 6 months and do another pledge drive. We do one in the spring, one in the fall. So probably not enough. So we need to pump it up some more and really keep the phone calls coming. We want to ring the bell a whole lot. We want Father, you like ringing a bell, don't you?
I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
I got it. I'm going to have to slap his hand. Come on. We got it. And I don't want to slap the hand of a priest. So you got to call in really quick. Come on. 678-688-4549. Again, we're talking with Father Ray Cadron, and he is the pastor at St. Anne Parish. Father, every time I have a priest across from me, most times, I ask him to share with us their vocation story. Every so often, we have somebody that calls in and says they're more seriously considering the priesthood because of what they heard. So,
Great. So
would you be willing to share that with us? All right.
I guess it begins with my family in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is where I grew up, just outside of Boston, about 25 miles. And my family was quietly religious in the sense of we went to Mass on a weekly basis. But one of the things that we also did at least once a month was to go to the National Shrine of Our Lady of La Salette in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Over the years, my father got into a program there called Support a Seminarian. We would go up, and every Sunday they would have devotions to Our Lady of La Salette, which is the foundation a person for the religious congregation that I now belong to, Mary of La Salette. And we used to go up there and just spend a little bit of time interacting with the seminarians we'd have dinner that they would put on, and we'd have the services, and then we would talk to the seminarians who would spend a little bit of time with us, and I got to know them. They were very enjoyable. It was a very homely experience and that kind of thing. And I was in, especially in high school at that time, getting to wonder what I was interested in doing beyond high school. And a local priest, Father Paul Curran, I believe was his name, from my parish, St. Michael's in Lowell, asked me if I would be interested in thinking about the priesthood. And he would like to maybe take me down to have an interview or see the Archdiocese of Boston Seminary down there. So I gave it some thought, and I said, okay, I'll go down with you and spend a little time. And I went down there, and I didn't feel comfortable. It was a little, let me just put, it was not my style. It was a little less homespun than more almost mystical in a sense. The guys were all in cassocks, and there was we did the routine of all the prayers during the day and that kind of thing. But for some reason, I just didn't feel at that time relaxed and welcome. I thought about the La Salettes. So what happened was I contacted the vocation director who called up and said, can we come to your house? Mm-hmm. And we'll have an interview with you, but we'd like to have dinner with you if you would host us for dinner. And so he and his compatriot came, and they spent the evening with us. We had a nice family chat together. They had whatever was the meal for the evening. And then at the end of the night, invited me to go to the Minor Seminary up in Altamont, New York, for what they, I think today they call Come and See programs. And we went to the Come and See, I went to the Come and See program with a lot of the others who were interested at the time. And it was a tremendously relaxed, enjoyable time. I got to meet again a lot of the seminarians from La Salette who just seemed to be just enjoyable to be around. We did some of the prayers, did mass and that, but most often they just talked to us. We did some sports events for the weekend. We heard a few of the talks about what it was like in the seminary and just got to know them. They were very, very relaxed with us. And I thought, this is a place I'd feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so talked to my parents about it and said I'd like to apply. And at that time, I didn't know much about Our Lady of La Salette. They were a religious order, but it just was the guise more than it was at that time the mission of the La Salettes. So I applied and I got accepted, and it was from then on that the journey to understand what it was to be a seminarian and what it was to be a missionary of La Salette came about. And I got to know that their mission was one of reconciliation. And by that, they wanted to ensure that people were came back to God to their best self. They wanted people to really be their best God-given self. They wanted people to reconcile with others in their life, family or people that had hurt them or people that they had hurt, that kind of thing. So a lot of the work was, and it was done in parishes, it was done at shrines, it was done in chaplaincies and that, but it was about reconciling people back to God and to each other and to their best selves. And we still had the same things as the seminarians had. We went to college. And then in the summers, we worked on summer camps that they had. Again, it was that homespun type of enjoyment that I enjoyed with the guys. We were just very relaxed together. And then you move forward into theology and eventually into diaconate and then into priesthood. But over the time, we, because we're a religious community, we went to a variety of different schools because we're, instead of being in the diocese where you went to one school all the time in the same area, here we, I did my college in Altamont, New York, 2 years of it in North Andover, Massachusetts. Then I did my novitiate year in Bloomfield, Connecticut, which was an interesting year because a portion of it was on a farm. Yeah. We had to learn how to do all the farming types of things. Oh, yeah, that was something
else. That is cool.
Certainly. But it was an enjoyable time, again, learning discipline, but at the same time, doing it in very practical ways, and working on a farm was a unique experience. And then went to Rome for a period of time to study, and then went on to finish my theology in Washington, D.C. at Catholic University. So I had a wide variety of stimulating and enjoyable educational venues to be a part of, and it was just really enjoyable that way. And then I got was ordained in 1978 to the priesthood, and again because I'm from a religious community, which we're worldwide, we're now in 28 different countries around the world, My first assignment was in the UK. I spent 6 years in a parish outside of London, and then came back from there and worked in parishes in Massachusetts, in Georgia, in Florida, and in Louisiana. And then I also did some work as formation director for our novices and theologians in Washington and in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I've had a wide variety of experiences in my life. But I think the key for my vocation story was I didn't have one of those aha, St. Paul moments. Mm-hmm. It was a gradual coming to understand that this is where God was calling me. Yeah. This was the direction that my life needed to take, and that I was learning more and more about how I could be a reconciling person over the years in a variety of different situations, with a variety of different people in a variety of different cultures, and basically enjoyed that growth in my vocation over the time. But it's been a wild, wonderful ride, being of service to the Lord, and also being able to be of service with the people that I've been able to minister with over the years in the variety of different parishes that I've had, including this wonderful parish of St. Anne's.
So good. Yeah. And so how many years has it been a priest?
This is my 41st year.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. It doesn't feel it. And in some ways, it's gone by in some ways very, very fast. But hopefully looking forward to some more.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying yes, first of all, to the call to the priesthood, and then living, and bringing the sacraments to all of the people here for so many years. That's quite a commitment. So thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the support.
Yeah. Okay. So you're now, I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to give out the number and do a little bit of begging. Okay.
Sure.
So we want to ring the bell. So I got to do the begging.
Amen.
So that we can ring the bell.
Okay.
All right. So you're at St. Anne's. It's a pretty vibrant parish. And, I also have to give you a message. So that's pretty cool too. So you're at St. Anne's. It's a pretty vibrant parish, mm-hmm. and lots of things going on. I am told, and I see on your shirt here, Life Teen. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that you've got probably one of the largest Life Teen groups here in the diocese. So let's talk first about that, but I got to give out the number. All right, so number to call, 678-688-4549. We are at $32,965 so far for today. We did have a couple of votes go. We've got this. Did I mention it earlier? This Knights of Columbus Fish Fry competition going on. It's kind of cool. We started it last night. Mm-hmm. We had several representatives from the different parishes of Knights of Columbus. Mm-hmm. People are calling in and donating to vote on which fish fry they think is the best. Okay, so
St. Anne's.
St. Anne's. All right. Well, St. Anne's isn't even on here. So it was All Saints, St. Bridget, St. Michael's, and Christ the King. Mm. And right now, St. Bridget is at 20. Christ the King is at 15 points. Let's see, St. Michael's is at 7 and All Saints is at 6. Those last two have been neck and neck the whole time. Mm-hmm. When one goes up, the other one goes up. So we're ready for that call from All Saints to tie it up again with St. Michael's. And St. Bridges is pulled out in front, but come on, Christ the King, you can still do it. You get 1 point for a one-time donation, 2 points for a monthly donation, and 3 points for a founder. You can do it. Come on, let's do it. 678-688-4549. Also, because the time is getting close, we're going to say it even more. We really want you to go to the website for thequestatlanta.com and find out more information about this house, Bill 481, and make the necessary calls in order to let your voice be heard. We are now at $32,965 for the day. Come on, let's get the phone lines ringing. We do have a donation that came in on your clock, Father. It says, let's see, let me put on my glasses here. Donation of $200 additional, $300 previously sent in from St. Anne's Pro-Life Ministry. And they are honoring Wonderful. Father Ray and Quest Radio's pro-life programming. So
thank you. In fact, they're out. I think they've gone out for the House bill this afternoon. There's a group of our pro-life ministry has gone out there for that.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk about the pro-life here in just mm-hmm. a minute. Before I started my begging, though, I asked you about the life team.
Sure.
So I'll give out the phone number one more time, and then let's talk about that. 678-688-4549. Again, we're talking with Father Ray Codron, and he is the pastor at St. Anne Parish, 41 years a priest, and he's got a great life team group at his parish. So let's find out about that.
Great. In fact, I think this afternoon you're having, if I'm not mistaken, Randy Rouse
yes.
on this afternoon. Randy, when I first started at St. Anne's 1996, and at that time when I started, Life Teen was just beginning to develop. I think it had been there 2 or 3 years, and Randy was the one. He was a parishioner, and he was the one who brought it from Arizona in a parish called St. Timothy's out in Tempe, Arizona. I think we were the first parish to begin it here. Lively, exciting, enjoyable program that brings teens closer to Christ. And it does it by honoring their faith, by knowing that it needs to grow and develop, but to find ways and means to make that faith exciting, also to give them a chance to worship with very good music, with faith sharing. One of the elements that we've added, especially to ours over the years, has been mission trips, which means that we now have over 200 and something of our youth involved in mission trips during the summer. They do it nationally, locally first. They do it in some of the areas of the Atlanta and North Georgia area, hooking up with some groups like Catholic Heart Work Camp and that. They also do that nationally by going to Catholic Heart Work Camps in South Carolina, North Carolina. I think they've done them in Tennessee. And then we do international. We've been doing some, especially the last few years, with the group called Unbound, which used to be the Foundation for Children and the Aged, or the Christian Foundation for Children and the Aged. They have gone down there. And what they do is they get deeply involved in the work that helps people to rehab their homes, their gardens, their grounds, their houses, to make them safe, to build. In El Salvador, where they've gone down, they build houses for people who have not ever lived in a house. And the kind of housing that they build, we would probably consider more like a shed in our backyard. But they are homes that people finally, when they get in, are just overwhelmed by. But the young people get involved in that. And in all the different ways in the mission trips, to see their faith in action. And I think that's the key. Seeing their faith actually working, they learn as much and they gain as much from the people they work with down there or in the different hard camps and whatever than they're bringing. They receive as much as they give in terms of growth in their faith, growth in the recognition of the church spread around the world, and then they come together for yearly retreats, maybe 2 to 3 different retreats during the year, Life Teen National and International puts out retreats, themes, and content of them, and then our leaders take them and they adapt them to our groups, and we can get, I think the last one was over 200 teens went to, and that's pretty much anywhere between 180 200 that go to the yearly retreats, and they have it's about faith sharing, it's about Eucharist, it's about reconciliation, it's about fun and enjoyment,
yeah.
And then continuing to learn about more and more about their faith. Every week we have a 6 p.m. Mass, which pretty much is a full church, and we hold over a little over 800 in the church of teens and their parents. And that was one of the things I was gonna say when I first started with it in the early 90s with Randy. One of the things I loved about Life Teen was that it not only brought the teens back to Christ, it brought their parents and their grandparents. Mm. We always had a full church of people who just enjoyed being together, prayer and praise, respectful liturgy. We creative liturgy, because we always had homily times that were interactive, that the teens would help us to prepare and that the teens would help us to present to the community. And that was something that Life Teen, I think, prided itself on, was that interactive time with teens sharing their faith. We developed a great music program out of that with our musician who's been there, again, since at least the early 1990s, Ed Bolduc. Ed is tremendous at knowing what music excites people, impassions people, gets them to prayer and praise together. We still have that after how many years now since the early 90s up till today. He's still our director of music at St. Anne's.
Yes.
And still does tremendous. We just had a parish mission for the last 3 days, and Ed played the music with the music ministry, and excited people, got them to really do what we do well, which is praise the Lord and have some time together to reflect on the faith. But Life Teen is a tremendous gift to the church. It's been a tremendous gift to our local community, in that it also spun off a number of things like Parents for Life. And the parents initially got together and they would help with the meals for Sunday night, or they would help with the meals for the retreats and that kind of thing. And then they said, we need some spiritual development ourselves, so that they developed programs for the parents of the teens to go on retreat together, have days of recollection and that kind of thing. And that's still going on. That developed into what eventually became our Faith Sharers Ministry, which now still puts on yearly retreats for parents and for adults and that kind of thing. So Life Teen had a tremendous, and it still has a tremendous drawing power, not only for the teens themselves. We probably get about 200 to 250, 275 teens every Sunday night who come together, and then also go to their life nights afterwards, in which they break open the Word on a variety of different themes, have some a meal together, and it's awesome to see.
Yeah.
It just really is. Yeah.
That's the future of our church right there,
isn't
it? That is the future.
It's also the present.
Yes,
it's the present.
True.
It's the present of our church.
Good point.
Yeah, it draws a great deal of enthusiasm and excitement from the whole community, and not just simply from kids who have, from parents who have children in it, but for the whole community. They see the goodness of it, and they support it with some good financial resources during the year.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we need to give out this number again, and we need to encourage people to go look at the information on House Bill 481. I just got word that we are going at 3 o'clock. We are going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy live here in the studio and ask all of our listeners to join us so that we're going to pray it for this House Bill 481. So we need your help. We would love for you to stay and pray with us at 3 o'clock. If you want to come down to the studio and pray with us too, please by all means come and join us at 3 o'clock for this prayer. But the number to call right now is 678-688-4549. You can find out information about House Bill 481 by going to thequestatlanta.com. It'll give you information on the bill as well as numbers to call so that your voice can be heard and you can be a voice for the unborn, for those that are voiceless. And so we would really love for you to do both of those things, actually. You can go online to thequestatlanta.com and get information on the House Bill and make a donation at the same time. That would be awesome, too. So we are at $32,965 so far for today, and we are grateful, but the work is not done. So please, please, please give us a call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Father Ray Codron. He is the pastor at St. Anne Parish, and we've been talking about his vocation story, about the Life Teen program, and that I didn't even realize. I know about Life Teen. My kids used to attend Life Teen. I didn't realize that there was a parent, a life parent or whatever you
parents
said.
For life.
Parents for
parents
life.
Parents for life. Yeah.
I didn't know that. So that is really cool
as
well.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I imagine many parishes that have Life Teen also have that. But that's been a foundational part of ours since just about the beginning, was to ensure that parents were a real part of the faith sharing that needed to be. It was the linchpin of how Life Teen brought life into the community. It wasn't just for the teens. They didn't just drop the teens off on a Sunday night and pick them up at the end of a mass. They were overwhelmed by the response of the teens to the liturgy, which is, I've always found, tremendously respectful of them. They sing, they take, and one of the things that I've discovered is so important is they take seriously that teens need to minister to the community as well as be ministered to by the community.
Yeah.
So they do the lectoring, they are Eucharistic ministers, they are ministers of hospitality, they are servers, and they sing wonderfully uplift the adults who were there.
Yeah.
You know, so I really am pleased with how that continues to be a vital part of our community's life.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we have another message for you.
Oh.
Sharon called in, and she said, Father Ray is a gift to St. Anne's. He is a wonderful champion of God, and we love him.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Thank you very much.
So good. I love
God
it.
Bless, yeah.
I love it. So, you know, again, I send the shout out. If you want to call in and give a message to Father Ray, is it Father Ray or Father? Yeah, it is
Ray.
Father Ray, because they're
Father
saying
Ray,
that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to give a message to him, that would be awesome. 678-688-4549. If you can make a donation at the same time, that would be awesome, too. We are trying to pump this up. We are right now at $32,965, trying to raise the necessary funds in order to keep Catholic Radio strong here in Atlanta, and also to raise the funds necessary for another 6 months, because we come back usually, I think what they're hoping to do is spring and fall. And so that's what we're trying to do. Some of the networks, I get to travel. I have this great privilege of traveling and doing these pledge drives. Some of them we go four times a year. They interrupt regular programming four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But here they're trying to do it just twice a year. So let's make the most of it. Let's really call in and raise the necessary funds. We also have that Knights of Columbus challenge in front of us, so you can vote for the best fish fry, whether it's All Saints, St. Bridget's, St. Michael's, or Christ the King. We are still at 20 for St. Bridget's, 15 for Christ the King, 7 for St. Michael's, and 6 for All Saints. And you can talk to them about how you can get your vote out. So give the volunteers a call, 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We have another shout out for Father Ray. Oh, they love you, Father Ray. This one is from Denise, and she says it's from Denise and the rest of the front office at St. Anne's. And we are listening and supporting. And she asks you to please pray for the parishioners of St. Anne's. So you know what? We have this great privilege of praying with a potential 3.1 million listeners and really uniting our hearts together for this prayer intention. So would you like to lead us in a prayer for the parishioners?
Okay, sure. Dear Lord, I thank you especially for the parishioners of St. Anne's, for the care they take in taking care of the least of your sisters and brothers most in need. I thank you for their willingness to offer their time and their talent to, in so many ways, to bringing the gospel to life, to bringing faith into action. I thank you especially for the life that we share together in our faith. And I ask you to continue to bless us. Bless us with the courage, the confidence, the strength, and the hope that we need to be not only learners, disciples, but also apostles, joyful messengers of the good news of Jesus Christ. And I ask this all in his name, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, so we just had a little bit of a bump. We are at $33,465. I love it. I love it. I love it. So $33,465, that means we are just $6,535 away from ringing the bell at $40,000. So come on, we can do it. We want to ring the bell before Father Ray leaves the hot seat, and we have plenty of time to do it. We still have about 20 minutes. We have plenty of time to do it, but we got to get the phone lines ringing. Number to call is 678-688-4549. Remember that a founder is an automatic ring of the bell, so we will ring it if we get a founder as well, $100 a month for 36 months. You have alluded, Father Ray, a couple of times to the beautiful music at your parish. And one of the things that one of the volunteers told me about your parish is that they have an amazing music ministry.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Okay. Again, going back to the early 90s, at that time, the pastor, Father Bob Suzanne, hired... Well, it came through Randy Rouse, actually. Randy, who brought Life Teen to the parish, also brought Ed Bolduc to the parish because he knew Ed, and he knew that Ed was the kind of musician who could spark the teens into life. And Ed began especially that way. He was the Life Teen mass coordinator, music coordinator, the retreat coordinator for the music and all the other things that Life Teen did. And then Ed's music, in that sense, it caught on with the whole community. Mm. It moved from the six to becoming a steady part of our music diet. He brought a lot of the wonderful Christian music going on at the time with some of the other Christian music people like Matt Maher and Tom Booth. He was friends with them and actually brought them to the parish, and we began to develop our own style. That style, in terms of the kind of music that we have at St. Anne's, has grown over this almost 30-year period. And with Ed at the helm, who continues to inspire good musicians, new musicians, to come on board, because he's also been, in the last few years, the director of music for the whole of the parish community. We have 8 masses on the weekend, and they all have music. And they run from the traditional, which Ed has masterfully taken and rewritten with not so much the words, but the melodies he's brought into his own style, so that they're singable and recognizable to the people who remember that traditional music at a 7 a.m. mass in the morning, for example. But he also leads with Graham Kuhn, who is our assistant to Ed in the music department. They brought on a number of great talented people, drawn it from the community. We have musicians, drums and guitars and flautist. We've had a saxophonist. We have a keyboard, electric keyboard, and then we have beautiful musicians who lead the music with their talent. But every mass has music, and the music is, I think it is one of the most notable things of the parish community, because people come and they'll say, "I love that. I love that music. How come I don't hear it at my place?" or that kind of thing. But the point on it is, it's prayer and praise music. It's music that gets people to sing, to be involved in, to be participants in. They're not just spectators to a good choir singing beautiful music. Mm-hmm. They are drawn into the whole realm of music, as Ed would say, praying twice.
Yes.
and allowing the community to be deeply involved in singing their prayer every Sunday. Very creative, and he also plays for everything else. I mean, he plays for weddings and funerals and worship services that we have, prayer and praise nights that we have, the parish mission that we have, preschool, to get the kids to learn music and to sing music for the different preschool liturgies that we have. So Ed is... Ed's a rock when it comes to our stability in terms of music as prayer for the community and how it enhances our liturgy. So,
beautiful! I love
great.
That. Mm-hmm. It really adds. It really adds, doesn't it? It really
it
adds
does.
To the liturgy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give out the number again: 678-688-4549. We are at $33,465 so far for today. Jim and Kelly have both called in since you sat down in the hot seat. So we are grateful to both of those callers who have called in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We would love to get a few more. 678-688-4549. You know, really, you know, how long have you been at St. Anne's?
Well, this is as my third term. I was there 1996 to 2002. That time was my 25th anniversary, so I got a chance to take a sabbatical.
Yeah.
And then I went to Florida in a parish for a few years. And then Father Tom Riley, who was the pastor at that time in 2006, invited me to come back help with basically adult faith formation and leading the liturgy department there. And so I came back and spent 2006 to 2012. As an associate pastor, and then I moved from there to Chicago to teach and to direct the seminarians for my religious community and theology. And then in 2017, Father Riley retired, and I was asked to come back as pastor. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my 14th year.
Yeah. Wow, that's a long time.
It is. Yeah. I've kind of grown with the community.
Yeah.
I've kind of cut my teeth in ministry through them in many, many ways. At the same time, I know a lot of people from the different times, but I'm finding now that we are also a growing community. A lot of our people are, a lot of our parishioners are now in that bracket of young families.
Yeah.
who are creating new and exciting things for the community to be involved in, bringing their own sets of family needs that we're meeting, bringing their excitement about family faith into the way we program and into the different social events that we have and that kind of thing. So it's a different parish in some ways, and it's the same parish in some ways. Yeah. And it was nice to see that development over the period of time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Kind of like a proud father, maybe seeing how it's grown.
I just love the parish. Yeah. And I feel very much in a sense like that. I always said when I came back, my job is to be a affirmer in chief. You know, with everything that goes on there, every ministry that we have, and we have about a little over 80 ministries in the parish community. And my job is to make sure that every one of them knows how vital and vibrant what they give to the community in terms of their time and talent is for our life. And I try to do that as much as I can.
I love that. Affirmer in chief. I wrote that one down. I'm going to use that one. I love it. Okay, so I also know you have a garage sale coming up here real soon.
Yeah, it's it will be starting next Thursday night, but we're collecting this weekend. excuse me, we start on Saturday doing the collection, and they get everything ready and set for Thursday evening, and then all day, so Thursday, Friday, and it's actually, I think, all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, we'll be having the garage sale. It's a tradition in St. Anne's going on back 25 years anyway, and it's a tremendous help. I mean, financially, it brings in income that we're also able to use for a lot of different kinds of things, special projects, beefing up ministries that need some extra financial support and that kind of thing. So, and it's run by the St. Anne's Catholic Women's Guild, who do a tremendous amount for the community in terms of raising awareness of the roles of women in the church, giving their time and talent to a variety of different, and, you know, we have, they put on, for example, the Apple Annie Craft Show, which we have had now for the last 25 or so years, which is kind of the biggest craft show in the Southeast area, I understand. It brings in 150 vendors from around the East Coast who come in just around Advent time, and they sell their handcrafted things. You have to, in fact, when you finish one show, 2 weeks later, the vendors have sent the letters in for the next year to be able to get their space, and it takes up most of the property. But it's both a fundraiser certainly for us, but it's also it's a tremendous awareness raiser of the talent and the abilities that are out there, and people really take advantage of them to be able to use them for Christmas gifts and that, those two things I know specifically that the Women's Guild does that help us financially, but they do in 1,000 other different ways with help for a variety of different things, and I'm grateful for them.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so lots of great things going on. Yep. We only have about 5 more minutes, so we're gonna. Maybe a little bit more, maybe 7 more minutes, 7 more minutes or so. So we're rolling through it, though. We're rolling through it. There's so many good things going on. Talking with Father Ray Codron. He is from the pastor at St. Anne's Parish. And we've been talking about a lot of things going on at the parish. We would love it if you would give us a call, 678-688-4549. Also, call if you have a message for Father Ray. We would love to give him some more messages. People have been calling in his honor, making pledges in his honor. You don't have to make a pledge to give him a message, though. So the next thing that I found on your website was a Lenten retreat coming up March 22nd to the 24th.
That is, oh, okay, yes, that's there is.
Okay.
There's so many things I have to keep remembering.
You're right. Okay.
It's with our Faith Sharers ministry. I remember that telling you that they were the kind of outgrowth of the Parents for Life ministry.
Okay.
They now, every year, have a Lenten retreat, in which they bring people to, Forest Hills, I believe it is, and they probably get about anywhere between 25 and 30 people on it. It's a beautiful, usually beautiful, quiet, reflective time. Trying to remember what the theme is. I think it is fearless this year, in which and what they do is they bring people. They have presentations and then small group faith sharing. Mass confessions, time for people to just do meditation and reflection and relax and that kind of thing. But it's really enjoyable, and I invite people to always be a part of that as a kind of Lenten commitment to just quiet down. You know, we usually tend to do so many different types of things, even in Lent, when we're supposed to be quieting down a little bit, that if we can offer opportunities for the quieting, I like to ensure that we do that also. And Faith Sharers is one that does that every year. So I encourage our people to be a part of that's right, the 22nd to the 24th of March at Forest Hills. And, you know, you can find more information in the bulletin.
Excellent, excellent. And you can also call 678-688-4549 with a donation or with a message for Father Ray. And we had both of those that came in. Actually, Michelle donated online, and she gave towards that. So now our total is $33,710. And we had Kristen who called in and said, thank you, Father Ray, for being such a great support for Life, Teen, and Edge and Launch.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome, awesome, awesome. Last thing, Raise the Roof Habitat Ministry.
Wonderful. Habitat for us has been around for, again, a number of years. I'm not sure the exact number, but every year they work with local area habitats. Some of them are other Protestant communities, for example. And then twice, I think they do two builds a year. One of the things they do is they have fundraisers like a spaghetti dinner or a chili cook-off or something of that sort. They also, before each build, they bring in a number of the beams that are going to go into the church. And we put them out on a Sunday, and we have families write on the beams a message of hope, a message of welcome, a message of care for the people who are going to go into that house after it's built. And the kids absolutely love it, because they get a chance to decorate a little bit and put their name on and put a little message. And I think it's just a wonderful thing that shows we're not just building a building, we're building a home. And I think that's a tremendous thing that our Habitat ministry has been involved in over the years, and really adds to our community's life.
Beautiful. Yeah. Really, really a vibrant parish. Lots and lots of things going on. Mm. Again, let's get these phone lines going, though. $33,710. And we are so grateful, but we know it's not enough. And so really just stop and think. Maybe you started listening a year ago whenever it came on. How have you changed? Have you become more patient, more kind, more knowledgeable of your faith? How have you changed since you started listening? And how do you want to pay it forward? Because there are going to be people that happen onto the station, the air quotes, happen onto the station, that have their lives changed because of the truths and the traditions that are coming through these airwaves. Can you help support that? If you can, then the number to call is 678-688-4549. And I'm telling you what, because of the things that are going on in our world right now, I think we got to keep this Catholic radio station around, because we're getting so much twisted and out and out lies from our secular media. The bias is so tremendous. And, you know, I was really proud of Catholic radio, especially when all the scandals were breaking and stuff, because They didn't sugarcoat anything. They mm-hmm. promoted it. They didn't promote mm-hmm. it. They reported it mm-hmm. As it was. You know, the mm-hmm. the good, the bad, and the ugly. It was mm-hmm. exactly as it was. There was no bias, sure. but they also gave the message of hope at the same sure. time. And I think that is so important.
Yeah, I was going to say that to me, one of the important things that I try with our parish community to ensure is that, especially ever since that time, what defines the Church of Jesus Christ, what mm-hmm. defines the church for me, is not going to be just the crisis. It's going to be the good works of mercy and of help and of care and of compassion that every local community can put its energy and effort into. And those will be the places people will want to stay with, they want to become part of, and they'll want to be members of all the time. And that's what's going to I believe that's what should define us. And yes. and not that we don't care about anything that happens with the crisis, I certainly do, and grieve still over it. But I want to be sure that what defines the church is the goodness that still exists yes. within the communities that are the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. All right. Yeah. So let's keep that voice by giving us a call at 678-688-4549. We've been talking with Father Ray
Cadron.
I keep saying it wrong, and I know I'm saying it wrong, so I apologize. Okay. And, you know, I think maybe maybe they'll give me a little bit of a pass. I don't know. I hope.
I will.
Of mercy. Thank you. All right. So he is the pastor at St. Anne Parish. We would love it if you could give your blessing to all of us here in the studio as well sure. as out for, through the airwaves, and I will kneel down for that.
Dear Lord our God, I ask your blessing upon Kelly and upon Anna.
Annie.
Yeah, Annie,
she was close.
And all of the quest workers for the good that they are doing, for the way that they are evangelizing with joy the gospel message that you wish to bring into the world. Continue to guide, bless them with your help and your hope and with your love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Bless. We really appreciate all that you did to help us today and for you taking your time to be with us.
Glad to
and
be able to do it.
And people loving you. They're calling in for you. So thank you. Thank you. Keep up the good work. 41 years a priest. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, St. Anne's.
678-688-4549. We're going to go to a short break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Carrie Beckman, who is the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy.